Good evening. This is the regular meeting of the Derby Board of Apportionment and Taxation. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. I'd like to call this meeting to order at 6:09 p.m. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we get a roll call?
Hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, Mr. Roche?
Present.
Just get on and say yes.
Present.
Ms. Jermaine Izzo?
Present.
Mr. Gray? Kristen Mancini Wright?
Present.
Tina Pirelli Silkoff?
Present.
Bimini Patel?
Here.
Jose Rivera?
Present.
Issa Simmons Derby? Ashley Simon?
Here.
Laura Wabno? She was there. Laura Wabno? Okay. Oh, wait. She might be trying to get in. Some people trying to get in. Laura Wabno? Laura Wabno.
She just signed back on, as I can see.
Yeah, I could see her. She's just unmuted. Okay, when she gets, Laura, if you could hear us, just if you can unmute and just acknowledge that you're here. So the record should reflect that there are 9 members present, Madam Chair, so you have a quorum.
Present, Mr. Garofalo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Item number 4, are there any additions, deletions, corrections of the agenda? I don't believe there are. Item number 5, public portion. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? And third and final time, does anybody from the public wish to speak? Public portion will now be closed. Item number 6, the 2024-2025 budget discussion. Brian, I'm going to open it up to you.
Sure. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to start the meeting with reviewing the first page, which are the updates to the mayor's budget. As you know, over the last couple of weeks, just been looking to refine the budget, make sure that we're in a good place for next year with a lot of these items, reduce the number of transfers, and as always, try to incorporate in the most recent information as it comes to me. So the first item on the list is would be a $143,000 reduction to the bond indebtedness road bond account. As you may or may not be aware, we're going to be issuing in October a lot of these short-term bans that we've been doing for the roads, the $3 million. Our goal is to spend that money and bond it out in October. When you do that, you're going to have some fees associated with it. You're going to have to pay some interest on the bans and a few other things. So I put a placeholder in and was able to speak with our bond representative and legal counsel to figure out that basically, a lot of the interest and fees we can use against the $3 million in funds so aren't necessary to budget in the operating expense piece of it. So made that adjustment, which allowed for us to have some money to clean up a few of these other items. The highway department, so, you know, where we had talked before about some of the wage increases, putting that in the special working balance, because the highway department's already negotiated their contract for the 24-25 budget and the increase is already established, felt it make more sense to actually put this in the detail and take it out of the special working balance, as well as adding in longevity, which was an item that I had missed the first time around. So that is increased $22,723 for WPCA in-kind services. So our goal, in order to create some synergies and reduce costs across the organization and reduce some duplicity, we're looking to absorb one of the WPCA coordinator positions throughout the finance department, as well as potentially in the highway department, by hiring an admin, which will be doing dual roles. They will have to do the admin role for the WPCA as well as for the highway department. However, I had overestimated what the in-kind allocation was going to be at 40K, so I had to adjust that back to the 20K. The police department, there were some small adjustments just to tie out to their submitted budget requests, $181, so I cleaned that up. City hall maintenance and oil heat. So, you know, the budget was flat to prior year for a lot of our utilities. As these months have gone on, the utilities have climbed and climbed. So, you know, I had to make an adjustment as far as where I think we're going to land this year and then building in an increase for next year. So that's the $21,000 there. Special working balance of $3,433. Again, this was really just removing some of those highway raises for the city employees. Information technology. So we met with QDS. I had some updated estimates for 24-25 and some costs that had been called out before that we needed to update for their contract increases. So we got those updated. The police pension. So in next year, 24-25, the police MERS account is going to increase by around 2%. And as you hopefully are aware, the city contributes. It's going to be now a total of 24% of all police salaries goes into their retirement account. We got news of that update fairly recently, as well as doing a refined calculation on the total police spend. Again, this is where I said it was important that we make the budget adjustment for police outside work, because monies on police outside work is also pensionable. So we had to make sure that we get all that money in. 24% is a number that you have to make sure we do budget for. So you'll see that adjustment also on the 23-24 changes. And then payroll taxes, updated them based on the current 23-24 year date actuals. So all in all, the expenses increased $156,500. However, that was going to be offset by increased revenues for interest revenue. We updated our estimates. You know, we can currently make around 5% interest on a lot of our money. And one benefit of the ARPA change that was done recently was that $2.5 million had been sitting in an account not earning any interest. And so now, you know, in addition to being able to spend it, you know, when we need to spend it, if we need to spend it, we're going to be accruing interest along the way. So we had that pickup. The library grants, there was some issues with the budgeting around what are passed through and what is not. This is sort of a legacy issue that I was uncovered with Scott Brill. So essentially what we're trying to avoid is a double counting, where the city assumes they're going to keep the library grants when in fact the library has already going to assume that they're going to get that money in addition to spend it on things in addition to what's in their budget. So we took that out to make sure that that doesn't happen. And then WPCA healthcare reimbursement. This is an entry that's done at the end of the year. As we're working through our audit, became a little more comfortable and familiar with the entry and the support behind it. And so I was able to bring that number up to something that I think is more reasonable and in line with where we're probably netting out for the 22-23 fiscal audit. So, and at the end of the day, the net changes were zero. So again, no impact to the mill rate or anything that we've been discussing so far. There is one other change that I really just from an accounting perspective want to make sure is in there is while we did pass the 2.5 million of ARPA changes and bringing that into the general fund, it was known that things and items that had been previously encumbered for use, and there was roughly, you know, at least 600,000, 600,000 to 800,000 of things that had already been previously encumbered that we were going to spend. So once you bring the 2.5 into the general fund, now as you spend those, whether it's this year or next year, it becomes a use of general fund. So just really from an accounting perspective, we did that. Now, again, no impact to the mill rate, but I want to make sure when we do spend that money next year, people, you know, it is budgeted and we've discussed it and everyone knows, you know, what's going on with that. 23-24 changes. I talked about the ARPA revenue, so that helped close a lot of the gaps this year and balance the budget. Interest revenue, talked a little bit about that. Some of that's from the ARPA revenue coming in, just more efficient use of our cash and being making sure that it's in accounts that are earning interest. Similar issue with the library grants was uncovered in 23-24, this 24-25, and then the WPCA healthcare reimbursement assumption. So similar items, just caught it for both years. On the expense side, we expect to probably use about 200,000 of those ARPA funds toward the previously approved projects, payroll tax update, and then the police pension update as well. Getting that to a closer estimate of where we think we're going to land the year. So those were the major changes that were done. Again, no impact to the overall mill rate assumption, but things that I think will help us in the future avoid transfers and other shortfalls or overages in certain accounts. So now I think if possible, would like to kind of start on the next page in the general government section at the top with the mayor's department. To the extent that we can all agree that these are good numbers and we can set that for what we'll call the preliminary budget, that would be great. If anyone has any questions or concerns, please raise them. We can certainly table things if we need to for, you know, future discussion or bring in some of the experts or department heads if there are any questions that we can't answer. And we can start to kind of narrow down our focus and hopefully arrive at a place where we can get a preliminary budget passed and start to move on to the public portion of that and eventually get it finalized.
Madam Chair, just for the record, the Mayor DiMartino was signed into the meeting since the beginning of the meeting. I forgot to note that for the record. And for the members, the document that you're looking at is the that you'll be working from is the one that is date stamped April 1st. At 8 p.m. or thereabouts. For those that just have digital copies, we'll get you the hard copies tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So starting at the top with the mayor's budget of $203,602. Do we have any questions or anything else wants to talk about? Or are we good with this department?
Ryan, and I'm sorry, would it be easier to go from page 3, you know, in specific account codes, like for the mayor 4109?
Yeah. So page 2 summarizes the entire one. I figured if there are concerns, we can certainly go to the detail section. If we have to go to account and department line by line, I think it might be even longer, but I'm open to.
Well, from flipping through, it's probably better to start on page 3, but use the summary number because if there's a line, if there's a question, then you can go. But however,
yeah. So what we've done in the past is we've considered the whole part. So it's looking at the number that's in the summary, but using the detail pages so people can see each line within, but it's considering the entire number for that department.
Of course, that makes perfect sense. So I'll...
It's really what you were saying, Brian. It's, you know, you're looking at that number. So $203,602. If you're questioning that in your mind, then you should go to the pages with the detail to see what it is that sticks out in your mind, where your questions are. Because they're the same numbers.
Okay. So we wouldn't be going off of page 3 using account code 4109.
So you could.
The summary, so where it says mayor, right, this is still account 4109. It's just the total of the account versus each individual line item within the account. But
basically, if you look at the number on the summary page, say, you know what, there's really nothing in the mayor's budget that I think we can really tweak. Or you say, you know what, I do. I have a question on reimbursable expense. Okay. You know, then you can go to the detail page to see that.
Okay. So, yeah, starting on page 3 of the document that is identified is stamped April 1st, 2024 at 8:12 p.m. Page 3, account code 4109, the mayor's budget. I don't particularly have any questions. I did ask them last time. Does anybody else have any questions with respect to this department? And just so, if I could just clarify moving forward, what I thought we could do is at least go through the various departments and identify which we're able to be okay with, kind of like giving approval. Nobody has any questions and issues. We're ready to at least have that as part of the preliminary budget. So we could get that off the table and maybe focus more so on those that might present, you know, need for more debate.
I do have a question, Brian.
Yep.
On the mayor's reimbursable, the previous mayor said that he, if necessary, he was going to pay back that money that he took. Did he ever pay it back?
No, I'm not aware that that money's been paid back yet.
Thank you.
Are there any other
questions? Is there a motion to accept account code 4109 as part of the preliminary?
I motion.
A motion by Jen DeRoche. Is there a second?
Bamini Patel. Second.
A second by Bamini Patel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Account code 4117, financial administration. I think a part of the variance between the regular wage line item was specifically to reflect that we now have the finance director, well, hopefully, right? Is it signed yet?
Next week is the 11th is when it's going in front of the Board of Alders for approval.
Okay, sounds good. So again, I don't have any questions with respect to this department. Does anybody else have any questions? Is there a motion to approve this 4117 financial administration as part of the preliminary?
Motion, Laura.
Okay, there's a motion by Laura Wabno. Is there a second?
Jose Rivera seconds.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving down to account code 4120, Finance Committee. I don't think this needs a lot of conversation. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
A motion.
Tina Sokoff, I'll second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor? Opposed?
Jennifer DeRoche made that motion.
Motion carries. Moving down to 4131, Tax Assessor's Office. Are there any questions? Brian, I did have a question on line item 53055, the reevaluation. I think I might have asked you last time, but I couldn't find it in my notes. What was the reason for doubling that line item?
So we're currently working through the vendor, you know, selection process for the reevaluation. And right now it's, you know, kind of TBD how much is going to be spent in this current fiscal year versus next fiscal year. You know, we had a bid for roughly $100,000 that, you know, we could potentially use the $50,000 and then maybe have some savings, but it's still really in flight right now as far as exactly who the vendor is going to be, what the timing is going to look like. So between the $50,000 this year and the $100,000 next year, I'm confident we'll be covered, but exactly what that number is and who the vendor is again, it's going to be another discussion on April 11th that's going to come up. Because if, you know, it's getting late in the process, the other potential thing that could happen is that if there is an agreement on who the vendor is or what the, you know, if we've got to go to an RFP, that we may have to delay the entire reassessment for a year, worst case, but we'll, more on that soon enough.
All right, thank you. Are there any other questions? Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary budget?
Motion.
Motion made by Jen DeRoche. Is there a second?
I'll second, Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to line item 4135, tax collector. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this line item or department?
Make a motion, Mike.
Motion is made by Mike. Is there a second?
Second by Laura.
Second by Laura Wabno. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Department code 4137, the treasurer. Are there any questions? Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary budget?
Tina Sokoff, I'll motion.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
Jose Rivera seconds.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4139, legal. Last time we did clarify that there was a reallocation or a reclassification of the litigation and legal services line items. I have no further questions. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Make the motion, Mike.
Motion is made by Mike. Is there a second?
Bamini Patel, second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4141, Human Resources. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary? Do we want to table this? Is there a motion to table?
Motion to table for the discussion, Laura.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor by Laura to table. Is there a second?
I second.
Second by Jen. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4143, Information Technology. Are there any questions? I'm just wondering, Brian, did you follow up? I know last time Mike had asked about whether it made sense to have IT on staff. I thought you said you were fine.
Yeah, I think that's probably a bigger, evaluation that is not something that's, it can be done in isolation or done in a short period of time. Certainly if the funds are there, it gives you the option to evaluate it, but you know, we do have a contract in place that we'd have to, you know, really more have this discussion when it gets closer to that contract being up. Make that decision.
Just wondering offhand, do you know what the term of that contract is?
I don't know the exact date of when that.
All right.
Up,
no worries.
I'll go check into that one. Yeah.
Can we save this for the next meeting for discussion once he has more information? Table it.
Hi, Laura. I probably wouldn't table that because, as Brian said, this is something that we would probably want to wait until the end of the contract for the flagship service that we're currently in. And then it's probably a bigger discussion of, do we have an IT person who is solely for the town, or do we share that with the Board of Ed so you share expenses? I think it's a bigger conversation, but I think it's a conversation of bringing it in-house as opposed to paying a company outside of the town to do this. Having someone in-house, you're going to get obviously better service because they're here, but they're going to have intimate knowledge of our systems. So I think it's a bigger conversation. I don't know necessarily that we should table this because we have to move forward with the contract we're in anyway.
And look, as a follow-up, I will get the contract date, you know, and then if after that point you still want to have another conversation, there's nothing that says we can't go back and talk about it again next week. So even if you don't decide to table it today.
Yeah, so thank everybody for their input, but and I hope, you know, definitely what Mike said makes sense. You know, I think it is something that we should consider moving forward into the future, but it is reasonable to assume that because we're still under contract with an outside IT service carrier, that it's not going to be possible at this point. So at this point, I would think it makes sense to look at this department, and I would ask for a motion to accept the line item as is as part of the preliminary budget. Unless there's outstanding questions.
I'll make a motion, Mike.
I'll second it, Jen.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item 4147, Department of the Town Clerk. I mean, this department had a 0.3% increase. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary budget?
Motion, Laura.
Okay, there's a motion by Laura, second by Jen. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Department 4149, Registrar of Voters. I know a lot of the change in a variance for this happened with the early voting that had to be funded for next year. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Tina Silkoff, motion to accept.
Is there a second?
Mike, second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4155, Zoning and Appeals. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
I motion, Jen.
Motion on the floor by Jen. Is there a second?
Second, Mike.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4157, Insurance. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Motion.
Motion is made by Laura. Is there a second?
Second, Mike.
Second by Mike. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4161, Probate Court. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the mayor's preliminary?
Jen.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
Jose seconds.
Incoming voice call from Dylan.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4163, Inland Wetlands. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
My motion, Jen.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
Second, Mike.
Second, Mike. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4177, Economic Development. This is actually less than the 23-24 fiscal year estimate. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Motion, Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
Jose seconds.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item Department 4199, Grant Writer. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Make a motion, Mike.
Motion made by Mike. Is there a second?
I'll second, Tina Silkoff.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4201, Police. I know this is a larger department. I wasn't sure if people were okay with moving forward on this. So I would ask whether there's any questions or if there's a motion.
A motion to accept it, Jennifer.
Motion on the floor by Jen to accept this as part of the mayor's preliminary. Is there a second?
Pamini Patel, second.
Okay. We have a second, I believe, by Pamini and Jose. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4202, Auxiliary Police. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Make the motion, Mike.
Motion made by Mike. Is there a second?
Ashley, second.
I believe that was Ashley.
Ashley, second.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4203, Fire. I would state the same thing I would for police. This is a larger budget. I would ask whether there's any questions or any motions.
Make the motion to accept to the preliminary budget, Mike.
Motion made by Mike to accept as part of the preliminary. Is there a second?
Jose seconds it.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4213, Building Inspector. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Tina Sokoff, I'll motion.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
Second by Laura.
I do have one question. Do you know, Brian, if we're ever going to bring this back in-house again? Has there been any, because we're borrowing from everybody else.
I think the challenge is that the $60,000 would be difficult to find somebody full-time in-house. So that's why we have the part-time person that we share right now. Okay. There definitely has been discussion about it, but I don't believe anyone's come up with a solution that's better than what we're currently doing.
Okay, thank you.
Make the motion, Mike.
Jennifer, I'll second.
Yes, that's correct.
Is there a motion on the floor to accept this?
A motion, Jennifer.
Second, Mike.
Motion Motion carries. Department 4299, Office of Emergency Management. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Tina, I'll move them.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
Second for Laura.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4303, Highway Department. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
I'll make the motion, Mike.
Motion on the floor by Mike. Is there a second?
Bimini Patel, second.
Bimini, second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4305, City Engineer. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Jennifer, I'll motion.
Is there a second?
Mike, second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4312, City Electricity. Brian, could you tell us what the 5958 represents?
All right, so that would be the increase versus the 2324 estimate in the prior year budget. So that's roughly the
roughly the 12% increase that we've seen out in the news. Yeah, based on what UI said they were going to expecting to increase. So
thank you. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Motion, Laura.
Is there a second?
Second, Mike.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4317, Sanitation. Brian, I was just wondering if there is an update on this. I believe last time you said you had four bids. One is going before the Board of Alders in April. Do you know the date?
I don't know the date, but I do know the amount is consistent with what we've got in the budget. So.
Okay, so we didn't get like a great reduction here?
No, nobody came in and lowballed us for the work, unfortunately.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary? Or do we want to wait? Is there a motion on the floor to put this on hold?
I'll make a motion to accept. Mike.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary. Is there a second?
Second
by Jen.
Jose.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4325, Parking Division. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Demo motion.
Is there a second?
Mike. Mike, I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4327, Cemetery. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Motion, Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Jen.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4329, Public Hydrants. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary? Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
Mike.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4339, Flood Control. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Jen.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
Jose seconds.
Second by Jose. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4405, Health Services. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
I'll make a motion, Chris.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Kristen.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Okay, motion on the floor by Kristen. Is there a second?
Second, Ashley.
Seconded by Ashley. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4418, Senior Center. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Tina, I'll motion.
Motion on the floor by Tina. Is there a second?
Jen.
Seconded by Jen. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4430, Community Development.
I'll make the motion, Mike.
There's a motion on the floor by Mike. Is there a second?
I'll second, Kristen.
Seconded by Kristen. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4501, Library. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary? Yes. Motion on the floor by Jen. Is there a second?
I'll second, Kristen.
Seconded by Kristen. Is there any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4505, Parks and Rec Community Center. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Can I just ask a question?
Absolutely.
Where's the playground?
We don't pay into that from this. They're fundraising the parents, so I don't understand what this money's for. There's not like there's a playground in town that I don't know about. Is there
on the side of Irving School?
But that's their playground, the schools.
Do they fund it?
They must, because nobody funds Bradley. That's been falling apart for years. They just did. Parents are doing fundraisers. So why do we have $10,000 for a playground?
I'm wondering if that's for during summer camp, because they do use the playgrounds. Maybe that's what it's for. I don't know, but I see that's part of it.
Well, I say we table this because I want to know about this playground. If we're paying them $10,000 for the playground, why aren't they doing anything to the playground?
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Sorry, it's Mark Garfalo. So that playground money that's in the public Parks and Rec Department is for the playground program. That's for the summer playground program, and that's for staff people, the people that go, that provide the supervision of the programming. It's not for like a, I know what Mrs. Silkoff is talking about, but that's not
okay,
what
so it's just paying the kids that work there during the summer.
Right, and an adult supervisor and the kids for the summer. Yeah,
thanks.
So it's not for maintenance of the playgrounds.
No, that's a different it's not that line item. Either
Thank
way
you.
It's not, I'm not sure which one it is, but it's definitely not that one. Sorry.
No worries, thanks for the information. Are there any other questions? Tina, do you want to renew your motion? Do you want to still hold this, or are you comfortable now? Okay. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary? Motion on the floor by Jen. Is there a second?
Jose seconds.
Seconded by Jose. Is there any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4506, Ryan Complex. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary? Are there any questions?
I'll make the motion, Mike.
There's a motion on the floor to accept by Mike. Is there a second?
Jose seconds.
Seconded by Jose. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4700, Education. Is there a motion on the floor?
I motion to accept.
Motion by Tina to accept. Is there a second?
Mike, second.
Seconded by Mike. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 4720, Youth Service Bureau. I did have a question on this, Mike, and I think you did, I'm sorry, Brian, I think you did answer it last time. I just wanted to make sure I was clear. Line item 53526, Youth Service Programs. There's a significant increase in that line item. Can you explain?
Yeah, sure. So that one is basically, they get grant money that will carry over if they do not spend it. So it's an increase versus the current year because they're not going to spend the money. Therefore, it gets put back into their budget for next year. But if you compare it to the original budget, it's actually lower than that because that, you know, roughly $2,700 is what they ended up using.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Jennifer.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
Second, Mike.
Seconded by Mike. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed?
You need to put your mics on.
Motion on the floor by Jen. Is there a second?
Second, Mike.
Seconded by Mike. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 5000, citywide agencies. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary? Are there any questions? Are there any motions?
A motion, Jen.
What is your motion?
To accept the preliminary budget.
Okay, motion on the floor by Jen as to accept this as part of the preliminary. Is there a second?
Laura.
Seconded by Laura. Is there any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Department 5005, citywide fuel. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Jose motions.
Motion on the floor by Jose. Is there a second?
Bamini.
Seconded by Bamini. Is there any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Line item 5010, bonded indebtedness. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
I motion, Jen.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
Second, Laura.
Seconded by Laura. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Department 5015, LOCIP funds. Brian, can you what is that for?
So we get a grant for these. So this isn't an actual expense. It's a pass-through. So you'll see it on the revenue side and on the expense side. It's, you know, it's at the city's discretion. Generally, you know, they want to use it on infrastructure type development, roads, things like that. So the key here is making sure we follow the right procedures so that we get the grant money and then we can spend it. And I think that's where we've come a little short in the past. It's one thing on high on my list of things to do is to see if I can recover some of those funds from previous years that we didn't request properly and get reimbursed for those. And then obviously making sure we do it go forward.
Okay. So these are revenues generated by grants.
Correct. Right. So the state's going to give us $146,000 to spend on things like roads and infrastructure, right? So I budget the $146,000 revenue, you budget the $146,000 in expense, and it's a wash. But it is important that it's on here so that you don't lose track of it, right? Because it's very easy to spend the money and forget that you got to go apply and get the grants and get the money in. So it's making sure you've got both pieces accounted for.
I like it.
Okay.
I think this too, you know, it ensures allocation of monies. So we don't have a lot of little pots of money that nobody knows where they are or what's being spent. Right. This right. is phenomenal, Brian.
Yeah, there are still, you know, things I would like to clean up where, right, certain groups would get money and then they spend it, right? And then you don't have the visibility into it. So,
sure.
You know, smaller dollar amounts, but all of it matters. And I think it's important to understand that. So, you know, even things like the library, we said we pulled it out, but that doesn't mean that the money isn't being given to us and being spent. It's just you start to lose oversight over those things.
Sure.
And so these are things I'm going to like work with Scott on. And in a perfect world, all of it gets brought into these budgets. So you see all of the revenues you're collecting and all the expenses, but it can be a challenge, you know, and that's where I think in the past, especially on the education side, there was mix-ups and budgeted too much. And then the grant money comes in and all of a sudden you get to the audit and you're short $2 million and you got a real big problem. But I don't know that the answer is, well, let's just put it over here and, you know, no one else will see it. And, you know, that I don't think is the right answer either, because you lose track that really the education budget's significantly higher than this and what they actually get in revenues and what they spend in expenses. But it's just sort of treated separately.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Motion, Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
Bamini.
Seconded by Bamini. Is any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item 5020, budget working balance. So are all these separate?
As far as the budget working balance goes, you know, the big item in there obviously is the 425 for the use of the ARPA funds that was already been previously encumbered. And we just want to make sure we don't lose track of it when it comes up and we spend the money next year, we know where it's going to hit and what's going to happen. The rest of it, the 131,000 is your working balance. That's going to be for things that come up that are unexpected. You know, as good as I'd like, as nice as you've all been, and I'm not perfect, and there are going to be things that slip through or other expenses that come up. And so this will help cover us from there. On the special working balance, this is really all related to potential raises associated with contracts that are in flight.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
I'll make the motion, Mike.
Motion made by Mike. Is there a second?
Bamini, second.
Seconded by Bamini. Is there any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Line item 8011, payroll taxes. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary? A motion, Jen. Motion on the floor by Jen. Is there a second?
I'll second, Mike.
Seconded by Mike.
So if somebody's speaking, you need to turn on your mic.
Brian, would you be able to just give us some kind of understanding as to why there was 100 and, I don't know, seems like a 20% or better increase?
Sure. I'm sorry. In which department?
8011.
All right, and payroll taxes, sure. So, I mean, this is really just going to be a formula associated with the payroll expense. When you say the big increase, I think you're looking at versus the 23-24 budget, the 107,000. So that's again goes back to police outside work. So because that was never budgeted or is budgeted really low, all of these other accounts like payroll, social security tax, like MER and things like that, they're all going to be under budgeted as well. So in an effort to fix all of that, that's why we've budgeted closer to reality and where we think it's going to land, so that again all these other accounts are properly budgeted as well.
Thank you. Any other questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Department 8213, employee benefits. Is there a motion on the floor to accept as part of the preliminary?
I'll make the motion, Mike.
Motion made by Mike. Is there a second?
Second, Laura.
Seconded by Laura. Any discussion?
I'll just note that, you know, the mayor, myself, HR, we're all actively working with our broker on, you know, other employment, you know, other benefit plans that, you know, hopefully we can maybe lower this number at some point, as well as potentially de-risk it. But I think at this point it's a fair estimate, and getting all of the unions and all the folks in line with even just changing to a different provider, even given everything else staying the same, we think could still be a challenge. But there is money there, and we are looking at it and actively trying to figure out what the best solution is.
Thank you. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Department 8214, retirement. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
Motion, Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
I'll second, Kristen.
Seconded by Kristen. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
If somebody's speaking, you need to turn on your mic.
Okay. Okay, I believe there's only one line item that we placed on hold, which was the human resource. Department. Department 4141. There was a change in the budgeted line from last year that was based on the reduction of the human resource wage or salary. So I'm just wondering if we're able to move this to acceptance under the preliminary budget, just knowing that there'd still be opportunity for further discussion. And it's totally fine if people would rather keep it on hold for now. I just was circling back. Is there a motion on the floor to accept this as part of the preliminary?
I think Jennifer, I think we kind of have to keep it. The Board of Aldermen voted on a $70,000 salary. So, I mean, we just have to go with what they say. I don't, Brian, what is she making now? Did they reduce her down to 70?
Yes, they did. So that change has been reflected in the current payroll and in the budgets.
Right. So I think that it is what it is.
Correct.
So I motion to accept it to the preliminary budget.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor by Jen to accept the Human Resource Department line item. Is there a second?
I'll second, Mike.
Seconded by Mike. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So at this point, we do have a preliminary budget.
On the expense side, yes, we do.
Madam Chair, then you need to address the income part of it as well.
No, each.
Okay. That's the after the income is the next page after all of the work. It should be the next page where you ended.
Got it.
I believe there's two pages of income.
Okay. And if I could just ask people that have been on the board before, are we going through each different department or just account code 3000 and all that would fall under that to the next line item?
Another option would be to, on the summary page, go through the larger buckets that have been created based on the color coding and the detail. So if you want to do something in between accepting all or accepting going one at a time.
Okay, so if I'm looking at account code 3000, it deals well with everything under that line item. It would stop at permits. Is this correct?
No, 3000 would be everything in revenues.
Okay, so everything.
Correct.
Then what's the 42002?
That's just another subcode.
Okay. Yeah. I thought I was missing something. Got it.
Yeah.
Brian, sorry.
Oh, no.
Just a quick question on the property taxes. We're looking at a 96.6% collection rate for this.
Correct. 96.6 based on our current projections for this year, okay. Right, which is slightly better than the year before.
Okay, thanks.
And that's just current year. So then there's still prior year and supplemental, things like that.
Now for motor vehicle tax, my understanding is that there is a bill right now on the table to reduce the assessed values of motor vehicles by $5,000 and possibly ending motor vehicle tax in 5 years, which obviously would leave a bit of a hole in revenue for any municipality. I don't know if you've heard anything on that, or I don't know if that's going to go anywhere, if it in fact is out there.
No, but what I have heard is in the governor's proposed bill, he is looking to reduce the amount of money that the state's providing for the motor vehicle tax cap revenue. So where we've got budgeted 712, I think he was looking something closer to 550, I want to say. So there is some risk if that passes. And obviously that could be a trend, as you're saying, where they're trying to, you know, start to wind down some of the money. I mean, certainly that's the money that the state's giving us as far as what the residents are doing. You know, they put the cap in. So any change to the mill rate for Derby has no impact on their car tax at this point. But if they did bring down the value, then that should start to lower the taxes. But I, honestly, I haven't heard anything.
So are there any other questions with respect to any of the revenue line items?
Put your mic on, please.
So are there any other questions with respect to any of the line items for the revenue? I'm just wondering, instead of reading through each line, if it makes sense just to get any outstanding questions, concerns, issues, or if we could make a motion to accept as part of the preliminary these two pages. And I have no problem going through each line item. I just didn't know if it was necessary.
Colleen, I totally agree with you. I do accept the motion.
Just another question too, Brian, on 46101, the interest earned. What accounts would that be?
All right, so that is going to be all of the money when we collect it, because we get it in chunks. We can put it in certain interest-bearing accounts, mm-hmm, versus like a checking account where you're right, going to get zero interest. So it's managing your cash flow to make sure that if you don't need it, it's sitting in the right accounts and earning roughly 5% interest.
So it's any of the money we take in as revenue that's sitting.
Right. Any of the money, right. Or money that we haven't spent yet that's in the general fund.
Right.
That's just sitting there. Okay. That would be earning interest as well.
Okay. Thanks.
Are there any other questions?
I'll second it, Jennifer. I second Jennifer.
Okay, motion was made by
Madam Chair, I would just, I'm assuming that you're taking for the include, you're taking the bottom line, but also all of those individual line items that are reflected in this April 1st document, as stated here.
Correct. That is the case. Thank you. So there is a motion on the floor to accept all of the line items identified in the April 1st, 2024 packet. Motion was made by Bimini, seconded by Jen. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. And now we do have full preliminary
budget. Congratulations. We do have a preliminary budget.
Congratulations to you. And I understand this is a difficult process. I think even for us, you know, as the Board of Apportionment and Taxation, I do understand that there will be other opportunities for the public to weigh in. I'm sure that nobody is going to be thrilled with the outstanding number, but I think we can all acknowledge and appreciate the fact that one, a lot of this was predetermined by the last administration based on misappropriation in, you know, not funding the medical benefits, as well as the garbage recycling, leaving us in a hole that we're just trying to work out of. Certainly with the threat of MEFAC, you know, providing oversight to you know, our finances now, you know, we're at a place now where we could choose to move forward in advance or slip further into the hole. I truly think by having Brian, a finance director on board, definitely we appreciate all the work and effort he's put in. And I think we're in a much better place, unfortunately, because of the lack of funding of different departments over the last several years. You know, we don't have a lot of options here. So we would certainly appreciate, you know, the public's weighing in to give input. And we look forward to continuing that in the next meeting.
Madam Chair, just for the benefit of the new members who are here. So just to kind of, just so you understand the process of what is next, and this is all governed by the charter. So the next process, the next step that will take place is we will publish the budget in the summary form. So basically on page two of your, two of the document, and the document is posted to our website under the meeting portal. It's already up there. But we will publish that pursuant to the charter. And then you need to schedule a essentially a public hearing. You know, it's to hear any relevant parties about the preliminary estimates that you've just adopted. That has to be done, obviously, in April. So you've met that. So if it is your intention to do that next Tuesday, then we can notice that as well. And then after the public hearing, then the charter says that you can also make adjustments to this. So you can change it based on the input that you hear. And then the final budget has to be approved by April 30th. And I, as you know, I had to step up, but all of the, basically that document was approved. Everything on that document was approved without any changes, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So then, you know, it's up there. We'll transfer it to the next meeting, so to be published there and available for the public to review it. But we also have a requirement to post it in the newspaper. And then you could proceed. But is that your intention to have that public hearing essentially next week?
I would ask for input from the members. Does it make sense to hold it next week, or, you know,
I don't see why not. We already approved the booklet and everything on it. Why not have it a public hearing next week? Correct. Unless there's more to discuss.
No. So that would be April 9th. So as long as you're not going to have any issues with getting notice out and getting it in the paper.
I'll double check.
I don't think we should have a problem with that. Try to work on it tonight after we finish the primary stuff and get that in. But the newspaper will have to but we can get it published on the website. You know, it's there already, so we'll publish that. But I just want to make sure we notice it. And then, you know, as you know, pursuant to Section 86 of the Charter, every meeting has a public portion at the beginning, so people can. It's not like there's one chance for people to speak. They would be able to speak at the other ones, but this particular one is required by charter. So it probably makes sense, as Mr. Rivera indicated. I mean, you have your document, and now the people have a week. And again, it's been up on the website too, but people have a week to do that. So I don't think you would be rushing and giving people essentially a week to do that. And then you will have met all of the charter guidelines. And then you'll be able to, you know, you would be just required to, you know, proceed as you would.
Is there a minimum notice requirement? Like,
I honestly have to look. I can't. Okay. If you give me 5 minutes, I can go down and look. But
I'm just wondering if it gets up Thursday. Like, I would hope that it could get out as soon as possible, so the public could get.
Well,
news.
It'll be up tonight, and as soon as I
and
on the website, but okay. It has to be published in the paper.
Okay.
So the publishing the paper is not going to happen until Thursday because of the way the deadlines are.
Okay.
You know, the paper comes out in the morning. The printed paper comes out in the morning. There is a bill before the legislature, if you get a chance to testify, that will allow us to do it on digital things that will save the city tremendous amount of money.
Sure.
But other than that, you know, we've done it. I just. Honestly, it's been a rough week, so for me to recall that particular section, I can't do it off the top of my head. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. It was just my misunderstanding. I was thinking that you were saying you couldn't get it up on even the website until Thursday. And I'm thinking, I want people to have.
No. The public, for the publishing it in the newspaper.
Got it.
It's already there. If anybody is watching the meeting, it is there. If you go to the Derby website, derbyct.gov, like government, and then there's an icon on the homepage that says meetings. Mm-hmm. If people click the meetings part of it, it'll take you to a calendar of meetings. And the meeting for tonight, that document is there. And I will put that in the meeting for next week as well. So, and there'll be we have to put that link. So we'll publish that in the newspaper, and it's on the website. The legal notice will be there also, and we'll publish it to social media so that people can then, there'll be a direct link for that as well.
Okay. Thank you so much for your work and all the information. I do appreciate it. Okay. At this time, I would ask if there's a motion to adjourn.
Colleen, can I just make a comment? This is Bamini.
Absolutely.
Just a quick comment. Whoever posted on our the Facebook page regarding the mill rate, and that information was really good. So thank you, whoever's Mark, if that's your team who's done it. I think some people will review the pages and they will get some kind of understanding regarding why the mill rate is going up.
Thank you. Any other questions, input?
Madam Chair, Mayor DiMartino here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, just wanted to thank the board for all their hard work so far in this process. I want to thank Brian Hall for obviously all his hard work. It's amazing when you have a finance director that's capable of doing a great job like he has done and getting the city back on track. So again, thank all of you for your hard work. And I look forward to the public hearing.
Thanks, Mayor.
Brian, I'd like to say thank you for everything. I mean, you conquered a huge mess, you know, all that problems. Very easy to work with. Never had a problem getting any information from you. You dropped everything. You were right on top of it. Anytime a question was answered, and it's a huge difference from what we had last year. And I want to thank you. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you very much, everyone. I really do appreciate all of your time. I know you're all volunteers, and it's been a lot of weeks and a lot of numbers, and I'm sure that you've spent lots of time, lots of hours on your own going over these, and we've had plenty of emails back and forth with questions. So I do really appreciate the effort on all of your part to try to understand this budget and get your input, and, you know, we're all working together as a team to get Derby where it needs to be, go forward. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other input? I too want to just echo Jen's sentiments. I wasn't here during the last administration, Brian, but I could tell you, we truly do appreciate how quick your response was in providing information, updated documents, adding columns, adding percentages. You know, it certainly makes it helpful for us to be able to understand. I don't think any of us like the numbers, but we certainly have a great understanding of where they were, why they are where they are. You know, so we have a more transparent process moving forward, and certainly one that, you know, the public is going to be able to understand and realize too. So thank you. At this time, I'm asking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
Second, Ashley.
Okay, seconded it by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good evening. Thanks for coming out.
Good night, everyone.
Meeting adjourned at 7:38.
Good night.